Greetings. I'm Sabella Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK explores the things that catch your attention. Tell us what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious at WMUK.org. Today, Why's That? Is hitting the road, specifically a stretch of Interstate 94 in Southwest Michigan. I'm riding with Bonnie Nye, a retired nurse from Lawton, who gets on west of Kalamazoo at Mattawan.
Before I retired, I drove this way to work 4 or 5 days a week and once on the weekend. And I've been retired 2 years now, and I avoid I-94 like it's the plague.
But one time when she did have to drive on this road, Bonnie noticed that this part at least has extra location markers. They don't just come up every mile. There's mile 70, mile 70.2, mile 70.4, and so on. One sign every fifth of a mile. Bonnie wonders why this road has so many markers.
Somebody had suggested, and I hadn't thought of this before, that perhaps it's for if there's an accident, the responders, first responders, if you can tell me you're at 67.2 instead of somewhere between 66 and 67, or 67 and 68, or whatever, it'd be easier for them to locate the accident. Maybe that's the reason, I'm not sure.
Or Bonnie says maybe the trucks use the signs for navigation. We exit 94 and park at the Kalamazoo office of the Michigan Department of Transportation to meet with spokesperson Nick Shirippa.
Hi, are you Nick?
I am. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm Bonnie.
Shirippa suggests that some areas have had extra mile markers on their roads for decades.
First time I saw them was probably 20 years ago in Chicago, in the greater Chicago area. Obviously with a spaghetti bowl they have there of highways and interstates, it's a lot more necessary there.
And it's not just Illinois. Shirippa says in the Great Lakes region,
Indiana does it, Ohio does it.
So does Wisconsin. Shirippa says Michigan puts the markers along some roads with heavy traffic, which helps to explain why you'll see them on I-94. Shirippa says if traffic increases on the southwest Michigan parts of roads like I-69 or US 131, you might see the markers there.
That's a tool we have in our toolbox, but I couldn't give you a date. I don't think anybody can really anticipate when that'll happen.
Each sign sets MDOT back about $100, according to Shirippa, a cost he describes as modest over the long term. But why put a marker every fifth of a mile? That's what Bonnie Nye wants to know, and Shirippa says her first guess was right. The markers help first responders to pinpoint an accident.
Seconds are important, and it's not just in responding to whatever that incident is. Obviously, if we have an incident on I-94, whether it's a crash or just a disabled vehicle of any kind, that poses a safety hazard for everybody else traveling that direction. So we need to get that cleared as quickly as possible, not just for the benefit of those folks involved, but for everybody else.
Plus, if you're broken down on I-94, you might like to know where you are. Shirippa says that's easier with more markers.
You will be able to see one of those mile markers from wherever you are. If it's a little bit too far ahead of you to see, look on the other bound and the other one will be right behind you and be able to see where it is.
Some states go even further to make sure drivers can see the signs, with a marker every tenth of a mile. I ask Shirippa, if you see lots of markers as you're traveling the interstate, should you be nervous? Does it say something about the safety of that part of the road?
It doesn't necessarily mean you're more prone to a crash. It just simply means that there are probably more vehicles traveling the same way you are. And I think if you notice them, if anybody notices them while they're driving, suddenly you're more aware of where you are. And that being more aware of your surroundings makes you a safer driver just inherently.
Bonnie Nye, who noticed the markers and wondered what they were for, says it makes sense that they're there for emergencies.
As a retired nurse, I can see where that's really helpful.
Whenever something in Southwest Michigan makes you ask, why is that? Let us know at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.